This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
The dangers of the U.S. military. The U.S. military inflicts numerous hidden costs upon the environment and human life. The armed services use millions of acres of land at home and abroad in bombing runs and maneuvers, causing long-lasting damage to vegetation, wildlife, and public health. The Puerto Rican island of Vieques, used as a bombing range by the U.S. military for a half century, despite vigorous protests, is now heavily contaminated with uranium and other carcinogenic heavy metals, leaving a cancer rate among the island's inhabitants several hundred times higher than in any normal population. The same terrible health and environmental effects can be found at U.S. bombing sites in South Korea. The military uses millions of tons of ozone-destroying materials. It contaminates the air, soil, and groundwater with depleted uranium, plutonium, lead, fuel, and other toxic wastes, while amassing vast stockpiles of lethal chemical and biological agents. Populations at home and abroad have been contaminated by nuclear bomb tests. After decades of denial, the government is conceding that American workers who helped make nuclear weapons were exposed to radiation and chemicals that produced cancer and early death. The Department of Energy admits that it will cost hundreds of billions of dollars and take decades to clean up the contamination generated by nuclear arms production and testing. Yet, it's spending $40 billion on 9 new plants capable of designing additional nuclear weapons. There are some 20,000 radioactive and toxic chemical sites at military bases and nuclear weapons plants and laboratories across the United States. Many of these have repeatedly released radioactive wastes and poisonous chemicals into the air and waterways, including millions of gallons dumped illegally into makeshift evaporation ponds, pits, and seepage basins, causing a contamination that will require tens of billions of dollars in cleanup costs, assuming cleanup is even possible. In fact, the government now admits that most of these sites will never be cleaned up and will need permanent stewardship for generations to come. The Department of Energy has no known safe method of disposing of radioactive waste. The U.S. Coast Guard, responsible for policing our waterways, has dumped over 100,000 used batteries containing lead, mercury, and other chemicals into rivers and lakes. The U.S. Navy habitually dumps computers, radioactive wastes, materials of all kinds into the ocean. The U.S. military is a major polluter, generating 500,000 tons of toxins yearly. The Pentagon admitted to Congress that some 17,500 military sites violate federal environmental laws. The military is also a danger to its own ranks. Enlisted personnel are regularly killed in firing exercises, practice flights, maneuvers, and other readiness preparations, resulting in an average of 2,500 non-combat deaths a year. Tens of thousands of veterans have been sickened or have died from exposure to atomic testing during the 1950s or from toxic herbicides used in the Vietnam War. More than 200,000 Gulf War veterans may have been exposed to depleted uranium or other highly hazardous waste, including anthrax inoculations that are suspected of causing serious illness. So there we have it, the military protecting us, but who protects us from the military? This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.